clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Time for. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Paris, where we been, part my Parisian. It's whole time and no time, it's fuck all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux's and Burgundies, flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out, y'all put y'all weaves in and... Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah ho, yeah ho. Don't pop Molly, I rock time for. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard.
It's just that these same shenanigans are going on.
It's this guy, his dad works for the government or something, but has gotten a job in Tokyo, and so it's this gangly white kid from Texas who like to drive recklessly in America, and he comes to a cool Japanese school.
I don't know if we need to go through the whole synopsis.
It's like the Wikipedia synopsis.
It gets into a lot of drift phase. Shortly thereafter, he gets into a lot of drift phase.
He's like, he meets a girl. Okay, she's pretty, but she's got a boyfriend.
And he's the leader of the band.
Exactly. I'm not making that up. That's like
he's the leader of the band drifting gang.
But the only reference you see is at the end, he's about to race this guy, and who pulls up? Just Vin Diesel.
At the very end, next to him,
and then they're like, boom, boom, and then it goes credits. And that's it. That's the only thing you see of Vin Diesel to drive up and pretend that he was going to race.
So this was behind the scenes of the race that Vin Diesel showed up to race in.
The kid has earned his way into a spot, a respectable
spot in Tokyo
drift racing culture.
Right, but they're all showing up at this race, right?
Yeah.
And so Vin Diesel just shows up. Like, he traveled across the... Yeah.
Well, it's like Vin Diesel has just been a man about the entire world.
Yeah.
And then he's just...
He just travels around and races.
And these are
the chumps he has to race.
And...
You've just seen a movie about it.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like the periphery of the story. Yeah, in some weird way, it's very much like the... You know, like,
It's still about Vin Diesel.
It's a whole movie about Vin Diesel. He was in it for 2 seconds.
It's about a philosophical thing about how your entire life can seem like your own life and you can seem like the main character, but you could really just be a side character in a Vin Diesel movie. Your entire life could build up all of the hardships, everything.
We should start a video series where we film and we just find the deepest philosophical meanings in the dumbest movies that we can.
What does that mean?
I think about it as life is story. You know, everyone is their own.
Every bullet fired, every car crashed. It's like your life.
I feel like in a zen place to get this thing kicked off.
I'm very zen. Well, I think, yeah.
Listen to that tin, aluminum.
I like that.
They're all empty.
We should just thud them on the...
There you go. Cheers, Dan. Dan Jones with us
today. Dan Jones. Cheers. Joining Ghost Pete again.
Do your little,
drinking some hard ciders.
Do your little intro thing again.
We've actually changed a little bit.
No, the new thing is just confusing people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like we had it running for so long, and people were so used to how anal retentive we were about the, no, you have to go sit over there for 20 minutes.
I remember that.
And people, yeah.
It's a big joke. We're and, like cycling so back
now,
to everybody.
So now it's like,
we just start it.
I thought you were
going
to make me sit. I was like, good, I'll get to catch the ending of Fast Five.
Sorry, Dan.
Now it's Nick's big
yeah, ending. That's our goal is to make everybody miss the green room. And they all bitched it out. And they're like, damn, I kind of wanted that 20 minutes.
Well, I remember I was in there and I said something. They're like, no, it's not yet. Not your turn yet.
Yeah, it was a great zinger. Just I'm sure the fans remember.
Or go back and listen to
when
it.
I was on there before.
We were in a
Nick
different
was a little,
place.
We were a little, you have some coffee for you today? Did you get some coffee?
Yeah.
What? Speaking of last time.
Oh, well, I drifted off in the second
I drifted off. I drifted off during a talk show in which I was
off,
a host.
I drifted off in like the second or third hour of it, though.
Early for you that day,
is that we were, I was quite stoned, and I was drunk, too.
And you were trying to compete with Ryan, because we had just recorded.
And, yeah, you were trying to talk
trash
to Ryan.
Oh, yeah, you guys were on your high horse about how you had a ride.
Will looked at me from across the room, and he just gave me this look.
Yeah, and you're locked in for a good 10 minutes.
Locked in.
Easy.
And then, yeah.
The baby, hypnotized him, like Ghostbusters type thing.
Right, it was like this. The painting I just thought
you.
Your son was judging me.
Dan, need another Angry Orchard?
Sure.
All right. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine with the Shiner Bock. Thank you, though.
The Bock of Shiner. They had some good ones down. They had a bunch of different ones down in Texas.
They sell some variety packs, too.
There's a lot of them down there.
Oh, yeah, so you just toured around a little bit, didn't you?
Went down to Dallas. Did a little something down in Dallas.
Was it?
I have a serious question about that.
Oh,
I
a serious
know
one?
Why you weren't posting selfies the entire trip like a normal comedian?
Posting selfies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't get in on the selfie game.
Just updating where you are. Yeah. Your thoughts, feelings.
I just let them know that I'm going down there. I just let people know I'm going down there, and then it's like piques their curiosity.
See, but with somebody specifically like you, it'd be great selfies because it'd be like the daily update on your level of dishevelment, you know? It'd be like,
it's, well, that would be constantly changing.
Yeah. No, that's the thing, is your beard would be settling
just
differently.
Worse and worse.
Like, you know, the hair would look more and more confusing.
It's constantly confused.
And there'd be like this thing of like, wow. Yeah, he's really committed to those sunglasses. And then one later,
shocked.
They'd be broken. And then people would be like, oh, his eyes! Oh, God!
Yeah, but I didn't do that, so.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's a shame.
I like that where I should have gone with it.
What you should have done.
Next time I go on a trip, I'm coming to you and be like, what
consult
should I do?
Consult with me first, yeah. Consult with me first.
This trip.
I'm great at coming up with good ideas that other people should.
You're
take.
Like, look, sleep deprived, but not like too sleep deprived. You know,
not at
I mean?
The
like,
beginning. You
like
don't want to start out. You don't want to start out at full sleep deprivation.
Talk
mode.
Slower. I can't write this fast. I can't type this into my notepad on my phone this fast.
How many shows did you do?
Just the one.
Oh, you just did one?
Yeah, Hyenas. I was down there mostly for fam.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Big crowd?
No. There was the most ridiculous sign-up sheet I've ever seen in my life. I stroll up, because they said sign-up was like at 7:30, the show was at 8 or something like that. So I sign up, and when I'm walking up there, there's like 20 people waiting outside. I was like, oh man, they're going to have a crowd tonight? You know, what's going on? And they're all talking to each other. I sign up, and I look on the sign-up sheet, and there was literally like 20 people signed up.
I know.
That was in column one. They still had another column two, and they were like, yeah, if we, one of the guys was like, yeah, if we fill it up, we'll just turn it around and write people on the back. So they could have, like, on an open mic, it went from 8 or 8:30 to, like, 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And I put my name on it, and when I went in, they, like, remaster the, whoever's names are, and they just put them out there, and I was 30th. So if everyone got, like, 5 minutes, that would have been, like, 2 hours. So I went and scratched my name off. I was like, nope, not going to wait 2 hours to do comedy in front of 4 audience members and 45 Dallas comics.
Holy shit.
Would not have been great. But the owner was standing there, and we started talking, because he's like, why are you scratching your name off? I was like, because I've never seen an open mic with 40-something people on it. Oh, where are you from? We started talking about Denver, and as I was leaving at the bar, he came up to me and gave me his phone number. He's like, give me a call, we'll get you down here for a weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because we had talked for a while about where I've been and what I've been doing, so I'm going to give him a call, and we'll go down back to Hyenas and try out a weekend instead
of... Wait, what's it called?
Hyenas. Oh, that's what they're called. Dallas. Yeah. Dallas. But I've never seen an open mic like that. 45
that's
people.
That's pretty insane.
It's a good room. It's like a comedy club, like a legit comedy club, but there's like 40 comics sitting in the back, and then there are a couple people up.
Yeah, that sounds like a weird, like, hugely... It's like a cartoon caricature of Hoagies.
You know? We sat through 3 and I didn't laugh at one of them. But
yeah,
whatever.
But you're also
I have 40 to go through,
bitch,
though.
Yeah. I know. That, to me, it would be so daunting. Like, if the host was like, hey, welcome, folks. We have a very talented 56 comedians for you here.
They say
tonight.
They switch hosts every 10. So you only have to do, the host only has to do 10, and then a comic in the next group does 10. And then after that, once it gets like 40, it's like, just remember who's after you and introduce them.
Just shotgun them up, yeah. Yeah,
that's how many people they had.
What the fuck?
It's a weird idea of the amount of pressure you must put on, like, well, yeah, I should do some time.
Can you imagine having to wait through, having to get your name on the sign-up list and then wait through 3 hours of... Probably the same guys you've seen the last.
Oh yeah, guys you
months.
See every week telling the same jokes every week.
Well, that's what I picture that
3 hours though.
Seinfeld was doing whenever he tried to catch multiple shows on the same night. He was driving around to open mics just like Pateros and Hobie's.
Yeah, but
and
he wouldn't
Indians.
Have to wait that long, Adam.
Well, in New York,
there's a lot more. Dallas
a lot
apparently
more.
Not that many. For a big, I think they're twice as big as Denver, population wise.
Dallas, yeah, probably. But I'm saying it's just like what Jerry went through. It's just like what we went through here.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, just
like
that's
Jerry.
What I'm saying.
It's just like Jerry.
That's the way I picture it.
We can compare that. We can compare
sure,
it too.
Yeah.
You gotta catch a cab over to the other open mic.
Yeah.
Be like, catch dude, like, you're in downtown Fort Collins. What
like,
the fuck
nah,
are you paying this
over
cab?
There.
2 blocks?
Just
what?
Walk over.
I'll jog over. Get a slice of pizza on the way.
Get a cab. 23rd and Federal. $40, mister. It's worth it. I'm doing this open mic.
I'm pursuing comedy, yeah.
I'm living my dream.
I'm drinking beer. I'm drinking beer and not getting paid. This is important.
Yeah, usually we just get a bar tab. Every good open mic.
Free beer.
The Drunken Monkey one was 50% off your tab.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Oh, didn't last long.
No.
They're like, we said 50% off your tab, thinking you might bring people in.
As opposed to drive them away.
That one wasn't bad.
It
you
wasn't...
just show you did. You did it a couple times, right?
I did it. Yeah, I did it the first several times.
And then nobody
there.
Showed up. We've talked.
Yeah. I think it's been covered. Yeah. I could do the Wikipedia entry on Dan Jones' short-lived Drunken Monkey open
several.
Mic, but nobody needs that.
No. All right, so our next little project, we're having kind of a series on Ghost Pee of people who are going to be on a DVD.
Oh, the upcoming...
Look at his face light up.
Yeah. So,
well,
so we've talked to...
It's going
to
be all the film... It's going to be all the film competitions, you know,
mm-hmm.
the indie stuff. The big ones. Like Seattle Film Festival and... Dude, just all of them.
Yeah, just all of them. Do we have a third show yet?
You guys have been up here. I'm in Dallas.
No, I haven't been up here.
Doing my... What have you been doing?
I don't know. Just
I mean,
around.
He's been here. He just hasn't been up.
Here.
Yeah. He's been here. He's just been
I feel like
down.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't like exactly understand.
Are you staying up here the whole time? You staying at Jacob's?
No.
Staying overnight?
No, I won't stay.
I think that that's they're wanting to get some footage of you guys like just staying up real late and
wrestling,
having a sleepover,
wrestling, shirts off, wrestling. We already
How do you feel about that?
We already signed up the contract for that. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, some terms and agreements.
What kind of terms?
No, like actual ball touching with hands. You know,
no hand.
Some grab assing is okay.
God, you know contract. That you know that Erdman's contract would be full of
super
like
super creepy.
Or if Erdman had a writer,
like if or if not, there is ball contact with hands, and not saying there is not, but if there was and hands,
if
you're like,
there
this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, I need to go to a lawyer to,
do I need
but
to
I'm
sign
ashamed.
This?
I'm ashamed to bring this to a lawyer, but I'm really worried about what
just
you're going
to
do with my
like,
balls.
I think this is an anti-rape clause in here somewhere. Can you read that over?
Read this and see exactly what this guy's saying he's going to do to my balls.
Hey, for the record, Beth couldn't see the giant box behind the milk either, so I don't feel too bad. Dan just swings the door open and goes, where are they? I can't find them.
Not in here.
Weston is really good at hiding.
Like, I hit him right
never
behind
I'm never going to play hide and seek with you.
We already do, Dan.
Constantly.
Grab-assing. Did your dad ever say that to you when you were a kid?
Quit your grab-assing, no.
No grab-assing.
Grab-assing.
That's enough grab-ass, you little grab-assers. No, he didn't say that. He's like, quit fucking around, you little pricks. That's what he'd say most of the time.
Really?
No, he never swore or anything.
I was going to say.
What did your dad say? Just give us one.
Did you get in trouble? Lots yeah, when you would get in trouble, what would he...
He said, you little rascal.
You little rascal. Scamp. He'd muscle,
you know, grab my shirt, collar.
Muscle up
and,
your hair a little bit and give you a big hug.
A little rapscallion.
Oh, Dan, what are we going to do with you?
Look at you failing high school. You little...
Get it together, bud.
You little, come here.
Come on,
tiger.
Champ.
Let's go play catch in the yard. That was how I did things.
Wow, just the most Americana. Good to look at you now.
Jeez, I was like, geez, Pops, could we?
He's like, yeah, but I would like you to graduate from high school.
But seriously, though.
Seriously.
We're going to go play catch, but you really need, you should probably
seriously,
step
afterwards,
something.
Hit the
anything.
Books for a little while.
Anything.
Oh.
No, it wasn't like that. He
wasn't
never.
Like
he just didn't swear.
Either.
I don't even remember what he would say because it wasn't anything.
I don't either, really.
He's like, get over here.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, no. That's all I need. Like, come here. Hey, come here. Ah, shit. I remember one time trying to, like fake him out. They're like, go downstairs, put your stuff away, and then come back up because you're getting a spanking. And I thought I was smart, so I was downstairs, like, real quick, ran downstairs, and I put, like, four or five pairs of underwear on.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't see just, like, a bulging diaper that I'm wearing under my pants. It didn't fool them.
They make you take them all
Get
on.
Back down there and take them underwears off. My parents are real Southern.
I still feel like you haven't given us a true impression.
Yeah, that's
yet.
Not what your dad was like either.
I feel like these are all based on like 1950s television shows.
Come over for a paddling. You know.
I remember my mom used to say that. Just
you
like
know, a little paddling.
They'd put on a funny British accent before they beat me.
Yeah,
yeah
when you get paddled.
Lighten the mood.
Lighten the mood. Oh, I'm really not looking forward to it. That was funny. You did a little accent there. I see what you did.
All right, fine. I'll take the beating.
Get
I'll
in
take
there.
The beating.
Take the beating.
Do you go pick me a switch? Well, it's going to be brutal, but it also sounds whimsical.
I think that if you say that like joke, that. You need to say it like Adrian Peterson.
Oh,
too soon?
Oh.
Not for me.
It just
didn't land.
No, it was just...
I was confused, I think, just a little.
Weston was confused. I thought it would be racist if I tried to do an approximation of what I thought Adrian
Peterson's voice. I haven't really heard him talk
a lot. I haven't really heard him talk a lot.
I haven't heard him talk
a
lot.
So I would have just been like a black football player.
We would have been like, are you being racist?
And then I would have been... And then I would have had to stop and I'd be like...
Apologize.
Well, yeah, I guess I sort of was being racist there.
No, I meant to make a joke about switches and Adrian Peterson.
Not race.
Like, you did like an old Southern black man, black preacher.
I don't have that, like, I wasn't prepared to do a black voice today,
you
know?
Sometimes you have to warm up to that.
Yeah, or just avoid it at all times altogether. Because you know that people are going to assume.
Do not go to your shitty black place.
Yeah. Do not, like,
you know it's never gone well.
I think the only black person that, like, white people that do voices and impressions and everything feel totally safe about is Morgan Freeman. Because you aren't exactly dissing Morgan Freeman.
Ground.
And he's like,
yeah.
And he's kind of a friendly old wise man, you know. And there's that. Whereas if you do, but if somebody started doing a Samuel L. Jackson or a Chris Rock or something, they'd be like,
it'd have to be pretty spot on.
You'd have to.
Every time.
Yeah. Oh, you were going to go for it? You thought about going for it?
No, it was on
it?
The Office. Did you see that episode of Michael Scott?
I've seen them all, bro.
They had to bring in the HR person.
Yeah.
Because he did a Chris Rock. I did it word for word, exactly the way he did it. Signed Donald great. Duck.
Yeah, that's a tough
black man.
Tough thing about
impression. Oh, so the whole joke was he was doing talking about switches, but he did it in a weird accent, and then I said you would have to do it in an Adrian Peterson accent,
and he almost did it.
I thought
why did you say that to me? And then he did his explanation, and then I think we're all caught up.
I think we're caught up
at that point. So we're back.
Hey, welcome back.
And we're back. Thank you very much for joining us. Ghost Pee, episode...
We never cut to commercial, Dan.
Ghost Pee, season one, episode two. Is that where we're at?
Sure.
How's that slider?
How many have you guys done? Huh?
How many?
Yeah.
38, maybe?
Yeah, this would be episode 38.
You guys don't have a lot of repeat customers.
Not yet. We're kind of getting back into it now.
Cycle's been gone through.
Well, there's still a couple people that we'd like to get that schedule-wise.
The
Rock,
Vin Diesel. Yeah, definitely.
The Rock together. And Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker canceled.
He canceled the week before his death.
Ominous. Ominous.
I told, right after he died, I did tell an insensitive Paul Walker joke, because it was just about everybody had one, and so Walker joke, though, was, it's kind of ironic the way he died, isn't it, guys? You know, because his last name is Walker, right? If he just walked, he could have spared himself that motorized tragedy.
You stopped telling that one, hopefully, right?
Well, after...
Not because of the timeliness.
No, because cold. Of the timeliness.
It was cold. It was getting so many laughs. People were like, walk? I don't
know. Walk?
When you said walk, I was thinking about like
the walker.
Hands-on walker.
Oh, man, well, he's dead now, so he'll never have
to. If you
would have
run into
those.
A tree with one of those, I think it would have been fine. Stick to your name, bro.
Know your people and know your namesake.
You know better than this.
Do you think that was an argument in his house when he was like, no, I'm gonna start specializing in car movies, guys.
Like, you're a walker. You don't say those
you're
things.
You're a walker
here.
And you'll always be a walker. No, walking, Dad.
Walking's in your blood.
No, Dad. I'm getting my driver's license, and I think it'll mean great things for me. You'll regret it. You'll rule the day!
You're no son of mine.
He got disowned because he was going to start driving.
So many people dead.
No shit, dude. And you went to see Fast Five, you were telling us earlier,
in the theaters.
And I think it's because The Rock was on
it.
You
it
just
was.
Wanted to see
it
The
was.
Rock.
It was The Rock.
No, he tried to tell us... Oh, they're on five now? I'll go see it.
Oh, just because it's the fifth one.
It was,
you know, no big deal.
He didn't mention The Rock.
It was a tandem of the fact.
He also didn't mention that he had gone and seen the previous four in the theaters as well.
No, that's not true. That's a damn lie.
Well, I mean, it is the fifth one.
Well, I've seen all the other four in here, including Tokyo Drift, that shitbag.
Are you going to see the Paul Walker CGI version?
I have to.
Yeah.
That one is so bizarre.
Do you know how much money that one's going to make just for...
Hey, I'll go see it during a matinee, though. That's how I beat the system.
You'll show them.
Or I wait till it hits the cheap seats.
Go see Interstellar. Whew, boy. Got to see it in theaters.
That's what I heard.
That
and
visually
Stone.
Good. Yeah. That visually good.
I love the...
That's visually...
Folks,
it's a
shame you can't see this.
Just moving the hands
Dan
around.
Had a really great... non-verbal gesture.
It's like a movie theater.
Yeah, I can
totally
see the
vibe. And
how long were the fight scenes in that?
Well, which one? The one between Vin Diesel and The Rock?
No, no.
In Interstellar?
Interstellar.
I know.
Is it that long?
You didn't know they were in that movie?
No.
They're secrets. They're the aliens.
Vin Diesel and The Rock have a fight on Uranus.
They just keep fighting through different movies. It's so fun.
Like broken just... glass in the space station, and they come rumbling through and then break out into space
just
again.
Fighting in space.
Somebody seal those up. Holy shit.
Is that Vin Diesel and The Rock?
Yeah.
Did they just come flying through here? Oh, look at this.
What do you got going on?
I don't know. It's like a weird...
You know,
what's your man bun?
Damn it.
It was kind of...
Where do you see that? In the microwave? Yeah. Jesus, dude.
I just saw it peeking out.
Why are you looking at yourself in the microwave?
I'm like constantly
30
upgrading.
Feet away.
He's constantly upgrading.
See, if you took your selfies...
This is audio only.
Oh, this is it. I thought you had
no
cameras.
No one can see you. Just us.
We have cameras here, but not...
Not hidden around.
Well, no, hidden around.
Like this isn't a camera. This weird thing, the only thing in your wall over here.
Dan's going to the wall. Podcast
when
struggling.
You do material, when you do material about what's on the wall.
Oh, sorry. It's like a little weird Mayan skeleton.
Yeah, Mike Hawkburns brought that over, and then he made that origami frog that's also sticking in
there.
He
made that on the
that's
podcast.
That's not just trash
so
sitting
he
on
actually,
the band.
He actually tanked
he didn't
worse.
Didn't mention that.
Because... He actually tanked worse one time because he did a podcast after we'd done a podcast, and he started doing origami on our podcast. And so
oh, no, that's always good. Just crinkle.
It's a nice
crackling.
Silent, yeah.
Actually, could I get a sheet of paper?
No. We learned
some
our lesson.
I wanted to practice.
We learned our lesson.
I'm a quiet folder.
That's
the
even
problem.
That's a problem. Yeah.
People don't know they're just quiet because we're folding
are,
paper
like,
right
tipping
now.
The
very tedious little task.
You have no idea, Ghost P listeners, just the piles of origami that we fucking live in. Whenever
I was going to say something
down,
about it, but I didn't want to be that guy, you know? Yeah, it says something about
origami,
the excessive
guy.
Amount of origami. Can I clear some of this origami to sit down on this chair, or do I want
gently,
you to leave it
gently,
here?
Gently.
Put them in that box.
Okay.
That's
no,
March.
No, not that box.
That's March's edition.
That's the frog box. Make sure and put them in the crane box, okay? Gently.
Oh, next
you got,
to the
at least you guys
box.
Got a hobby, you know what I mean?
It's rewarding.
That's what I used to do.
Paint them
to
up
get...
with some toenail polish and put them online, you know?
I actually was really into origami when I was a kid.
Hmm?
I was really into origami when I was a kid.
That kind of explains
that's how I got through. That's how I got through church most Sundays. I'd fold that bulletin into like four little squares and then make
oh,
some
my
shit.
Parents would... Not allow me to
what
do
would
that.
They have said if they caught you doing origami?
Quit.
Quit
doing that.
Hey, quit.
You
hey,
sound
you
like
know,
the
quit it.
The
quit,
Chris
Loss.
What's it called? The Chris. What's it called? Chrisleys.
Chrisley knows.
Have you seen
best?
A preview for that?
Chrisleys?
On USA, it's like a new.
It's on after Monday Night Raw. That's how.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you
to
see
it.
That WWE's coming to the Budweiser?
I didn't see that this specific time, but maybe I'll go.
Just saying.
I saw it. I saw them in the Pepsi Center earlier this
I know
year.
You're a wrestling guy.
I'd like me some wrestling.
Wrestling. Get over here. Let's wrestle.
Hey, who wants a good wrestle?
They need to say that every time.
There it is.
The bell
there it is.
Dings.
There it is. Chris Lee. Are they gonna show somebody? You gotta see this family, dude.
Oh,
it's man. Unbelievable.
Will Smith is not in.
Well,
there.
His family too. But.
After every ding of the bell, they should both of you guys need to say, let's wrestle, and just run at each other. But they
ding
have to do like
bell.
Something like this. At the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Ding! They're both of them like, let's wrestle, and then they're at each other.
Such a funny...
Even if they're not like Southern, they have to say it's
right.
Somewhat like that.
Oh, it looks like they're about to start wrestling!
Here we go, let's wrestle. Ding. No? Okay.
It's like old-timey. You're going real old.
You
are
doing some vintage material. Yeah, it's like...
Bring some back.
A Nicholas, eh?
Oh, see? Just got my cigar here now, and going to smoke it all the way down to the end, see?
Guy walks into a doctor's office. He says, Doctor, you got to help me. I'm a teepee. I'm a wigwam. I'm a teepee. I'm a wigwam. Doctor says, relax, relax. You're too tense.
I get it. Is that a Kevin Bennett joke?
It exists before Kevin did.
No,
it's eternal.
Kidding. It's just, it would be.
It's eternal.
It's eternal.
It would be that.
Kevin, you can't use that joke.
Alex?
No.
It's allowed.
Yes, please.
Oh, me too, please. It's just that
I'll do a shiner.
Your crotch was getting really close to my arm when you were standing up.
If that's okay.
You're like right here.
Go for it, yeah.
Right here.
How close was it? Could you feel how warm it was?
Yeah.
You feel the heat coming off?
Radiating.
That's how he knew at first, too. He's like, God, why is my elbow so warm? My balls give us some
good heat, bro. I'm telling you. I'm proud. I'm like pretty proud of that. Some good heat.
Good heat? Do you ever warm your hands? No. Thank you very much.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. It was a rhetorical. We're
gonna get down to it.
It was a rhetorical.
Excuse me, ladies in the room, I apologize.
It's all right. You're our first guest in a while to burp on the podcast. So.
No, that can't be possible. It's a
gentleman's
It's called ghost pee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not called ghost burp.
It's not a gentleman's. That's not, there's nothing gentleman about that. It's yeah, very childish.
Every time one of the guys in the tattoo shop, he was asking something, and I mentioned the podcast, and he was like, well, what's it called? Like, oh, ghost pee? He's like, pee? Like,
ghost?
And then all I could do, I thought the classiest way to address it was to just mime peeing. It was just like, you know.
Ghost.
Yeah, not the word urine.
And then
urinate on him. It would have been better if you peed on him.
No, I peed on all of his stuff. I
as you were doing this. Ooh. You're just peeing on his stuff.
Just gave him the intense like, oh, stare down pee. On the way and just walked out. Just leaves with his intense stare.
No, but he was like, oh,
ghost
cool.
Whoever he will remember ghost pee.
I was just ghost peed.
No, he was like, oh, cool, maybe I'll listen to it. So,
if you're listening, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Letting him pee on your stuff, that was very nice.
It was pretend pee, you know?
Yeah.
How bad is pretend pee?
Once it depends.
I got caught at a depends bar pretending to pee on people.
Pretending to pee on people?
Yeah, this was years before ghost pee even started, but I was talking to one of my friends and the bar had gotten loud and I got up and just started to walk away and he looked at me like quizzically like, what are you doing? Where are you going? And then I pretended to pee and it was on the line of people that were sitting at the table next to us and then they all became
they're like, what the fuck is this guy yeah, doing
like,
right now?
They're like, this guy is pretending to pee on us right now.
Is he literally pretending to pee on us right now?
I like that, literally pretending.
Is this guy literally pretending to pee on us right now? Or what's happening?
Because it's better than, you know...
It's better than actually getting peed on.
Yeah.
But I'd rather you could someone say, pretend pee on
you could say oh, absolutely. That I was metaphorically really peeing on them.
Right.
But literally it's pretend peeing.
Piss. I guess it depends who it is.
Whatever side you land on, good on you. Yeah. Keep it going.
Yep.
Run exactly. With it.
Living the dream.
So the Asian dude ended up with the hot chick at the end.
Yeah.
Because he's got a great personality.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got a... I mean, he works out. So, he's got a pretty smoking bod, too.
Everybody ended up together. Oh, she's pregnant?
Oh, no, that baby doesn't have a father anymore.
He might live in the next movie.
Why is it funny when some people die and really, like, sad and tragic when others die?
Well, because he died in a...
In a car
blazing, in a blazing 100-mile-an-hour car accident. What? How could that not have been way better? Too
fast. All right, so here's one of the game show questions.
If I want to go out,
name this. Is this celebrity death funny or not? Funny or not funny? And like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Not funny.
Shit! I didn't know that one was funny already. Damn it.
David Paul Walker. David say. Carradine.
David Carradine. Oh, funny. No.
Funny.
Yes. Lightning round. I could do. Yeah, I'll do a couple on David.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he classic way to go out.
Feels
like if I ever die, I want someone to find me with my dick in my hand. That's definitely what I would like.
And something around my neck. Happened.
Oh, that's an interesting variation on the question. It's. What is the funniest way you could possibly die?
Hanging with my dick in my hand. Nailed it.
Would all comedians, though? Is that instantaneously the funniest way no. for all comedians to
no,
die?
No, because you'd find someone that would be like, I don't know, upside down with a banana in my asshole. Like, we found him with a banana in his asshole. That'd be pretty funny. No? Just spitballing, guys. We're just getting a few ideas out on the table here.
I know, it's a weird one. It's a weird
well,
one.
Well, how you know that they don't work is that no one laughs. That's...
I heard. I was there.
It was deafening.
I was there. I didn't hear anybody any other ideas from the table. What would be a funnier way to go out?
I think the dude, was it a dude or a girl that died having sex with a horse?
It was a guy.
It was a guy.
It's a famous internet video.
I think it's pretty funny.
Mr. Hands.
Look
it.
How serious and sad
You've
his face
it.
Got.
You've
oh my god.
It.
It's a serious issue, guys. It's
it,
not funny. So you
it's
say
entirely.
It's not funny?
He's no, I think
it.
It's funny.
Okay.
I think it's really
he's
funny.
Seen it,
I
have not did seen you know that?
No. Well, I would Drag assume so.
No.
I would assume
you
got
to know the content of...
No, you don't. Not of that.
Death of Bud Dwyer. That's really funny.
He died? Just too far up there, huh?
Well, so now I'm talking about a different
Wrecked
death.
Him.
Damn near killed him.
Damn near
oh,
killed
did
him.
Kill him.
Didn't kill him. Wrecked him. Shit, he killed him.
Now you know. It's like a pit. The more you know.
Do not.
Do not let a horse fuck you in the asshole.
Ugh.
Oh, that was too much for you? That one was tough?
It's a little bit of a death wish. You know, and not
well, I'm
Charles
assuming,
Bronson
I'm assuming
style.
He didn't know that that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Or else he probably
yeah, but
have
there's
done
also,
it.
Like, I mean, if you were to look at, you know, an erect horse's penis, you'd be like, yeah, I think that's a little bit
I don't
bigger.
Think that would be.
What if you were a man, like, I could take that. Just like completely.
He really
total.
Gets himself charged up.
He's been training
he's like,
for
oh,
years.
Fuck yeah!
Been training.
Fuck yeah!
Lost a bet.
Like, fuck. They don't have that horse one at the porn shop. Gotta go for the real thing. I assume.
Or he's like, I've been going.
You don't
a
just
horse
jump into
a
horse cock if you're a like, my first time, might you as well try horse
that's
cock.
That should be a t-shirt. You don't just jump into horse cock.
I wonder if the guy thought, I bet this horse won't fuck me. I'll do it. The horse won't fuck me.
It's like a dare. So it was a dare?
Yeah.
Like, his buddy that was filming just like set the camera down and slowly backed up and walked away. He's like, nope.
Nope, I'm out.
Nope.
I'm out. He whistles his way out of it.
Slowly walks out, gets in his car, peels out of the driveway.
He's like, okay, that was a mistake. I wonder
after
what they
stealing,
did to the
after
horse.
Stealing from him from his safe. He's got two kids to support, you know? He's filming horse porn.
No, he takes the tape. He takes the tape. He's like, oh, I'm out.
Moneymaker.
One on the web.
This one's mine now.
I'll really sit in a few years after they clear the horse of any wrongdoing.
Ew, that trial.
Yeah,
that was a
I
long
what
trial
happened
too.
To that horse. That was Did they put the horse down?
Negligent discharge.
Yeah.
Assault and battery.
They have like a trial for him?
Hit and run. I don't know. Something.
And the guy's wife testify about how it's ruined her life. Horse gets.
I'm
yeah,
that
horses
woman.
Come up and they're like, he's really not that bad of a guy.
We should do a show about a horse. Although there's already a horse cartoon, but
yeah,
the horse that Damn killed it. The guy has life in prison now. It's just like his prison life now. That's the horse that fucked the guy. They're all afraid of him in the shadows.
I wanted to
shit.
Do a Where Are They Now? You remember those VH1s? Where Are They
oh,
Now?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But with the two girls, one cup girls. Where Are They Now? Of that. That'd be pretty fantastic.
Cindy
I see
is
one
a
of them working at a
small
Denny's.
Business owner.
One of them works at Denny's as like a messed out waitress.
Yeah, I hope that
the other
really
one struck gold.
Other, yeah,
ever
totally
since I did
different.
Two girls, one cup, I've been a millionaire. You're like, what? That's the direction it went? I can't believe it.
It's like, oh yeah, it was a weird, gross opportunity. sometimes you got to take those opportunities.
I want to see the hiring process of that.
Well,
there'd be
like,
so many questions they'd have to ask you.
Well,
are you okay with this? Are you okay with this? Wow, I've never got this far on the list before. Are you okay with this? Holy shit. Are you okay with this? Oh my god. Finally got to the end. They're like, well, we can do it all. We
I'd like to offer you the part.
You're hired.
You are hired.
I just need to find one more just like you.
I had a weird good feeling about you the instant you walked through the door.
So there's something special in you. A little sparkle in your eye.
Actually, no sparkle.
dead eyes. As soon as I saw those dead, lifeless eyes walking
call that a
here.
Porn sparkle.
The porn sparkle is just darkness.
I looked into emptiness. Your eyes, and I saw that no level of shame or degradation would truly
we got
ever...
One. I leaned over to Jim here. I said, we got one, Jim.
This kid's going places.
Some millionaire
shitty,
now. Millionaire
shitty
now.
Places.
And a Denny's waitress.
Yeah.
And she's got like the midnight to 8 a.m. shift in a college town. So she's just got to work with the drunks, gets thrown up on all the time. But she's used to it.
Strung out on meth. Doesn't remember doing it.
She's like,
she's used to it, you know? She's been around the block, so it doesn't bug her, but.
Hey, Mary, something pretty gnarly happened in the restroom. I think it's right up your alley, though. Okay, why don't you...
She, like, puts her cigarette on her arm. I got this.
Then they interview her. She's like, everybody calls me shit eater. I don't get it.
I'm not really confused on the nickname, but...
I
haven't done that in years.
I barely eat any shit at all nowadays.
Yeah. I don't even remember doing it. I have no recollection.
I was pretty high when we did it. Yeah, I've seen the tape. Yeah, it's gross, but, you know, sometimes...
I've done worse. I've seen video of worse.
I've done worse for less. They gave me a banana for that show, so...
A banana in the ass.
Hey-yo.
Hey-yo, rabbit,
times.
Bringing it
callback
back.
Two times.
It's a great callback.
Bringing it back.
Here we are.
Is it just because there are bananas on the counter?
Yeah, I keep wanting to say something about them.
What do we got, bananas over here?
Hey, how about banana? How about when girls eat bananas, huh? That's funny.
Oh.
Nice.
Hey, so we derailed. Talk a little bit more about filming and what you're going to bring to the table for this.
Oh.
Dan Jones.
I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
You're such a negative Nancy.
I'm wary.
You're the most negative.
No,
Ryan's second negative.
I'm
on the positive side, and Jacob's on the positive side.
Oh, so you just think it's...
Mike's a wild card. Mm.
So I'm the negative one.
Yeah.
Of the group.
Yeah,
really.
Ryan
negative.
Is too a little
the
bit.
The realist. Ryan out? Is he backing out?
No, you guys are both...
No, no, no.
Still
it's just
going to
be interesting.
You're just worried.
I don't know what...
Ryan doesn't even think it's ever going to be burned onto an actual DVD, and I disagree with him.
Oh, is that what he's that far?
Yeah, he's like, it'll be on a zip drive.
It'll be, we'll be the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm fine. We're going to be something.
Something
maybe
YouTube.
And then all of a sudden, this will be the episode, too, where we realize it. Ghost B, like, I mean, it's going to be.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you on.
It's
going to
be a.
The Dan Jones bump.
It's going to be a something, you know? Be a real something.
Now, because you're
they're probably going to want to start a reality show with us.
Probably.
TLC.
That's
maybe.
The hope. Yeah, TLC. I mean, if they put the Chris. What's
that? Great.
Chrisleys?
Yeah.
They're on TV.
I just got turned down for a job promotion I really wanted this last week. So.
At the
I'm
library?
Really open. Yeah, I'm totally open
did
it down.
Did somebody
for,
get it over you?
Well,
or you just
somebody
got
will.
Down.
Somebody will get it over me. But
so somebody hasn't gotten it yet. It's still time to fight. Don't give up on your dreams,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's what they're... it's a test, Nick.
Oh, well, maybe it made me realize that I didn't want it. Because I was
just,
that sucks. I'm
that's
pissed.
Natural to feel that way.
But now you need to realize that you got to fight for your
got
to
show up outside the Morgan Library with, like, a boombox on
let's
my shoulder.
Let's go pick it with them.
Yeah.
Holland is your man. We'll go hand out stickers that say Holland is your guy.
Holland for office.
Library Tech 2.
Holland for
I'm
library.
Already a Library Tech 2.
Library Tech 3.
Don't campaign.
Holland for Library
job.
Tech 3.
This would actually it'd be like a stacks management position.
Holland for stacks management
they just
position.
See how high they can stack books.
Manage it.
I'm really good at it.
No. You gotta,
not as good as someone else, apparently, because they're beating you out for the position.
Yeah, no. Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Oh, we didn't all realize that. Is it a girl?
Nick not getting a promotion. Funny or not funny?
Is it a girl? Is that why you're upset?
I don't know who it is.
You probably know someone that's...
I know 30 other people applied for it. I know that I did not make the final three.
Do you want me to be a character reference?
None
of them. Yeah.
Did you put me down as a character reference?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Okay. They haven't called me yet.
Oh, good.
I'm actually very surprised.
I'm sure it'll turn around. when they called
you. I'm
actually
very surprised.
Yeah. I was like, call this guy first.
What would your credentials be when they asked him?
Dude, it would just be on the fly, you know? Just whatever I was,
Hey,
know.
Dan Jones, what are your credentials
here? Yeah, it would just be, you know, positives. A lot of pauses, as I call them.
Pauses?
Pauses.
Okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't you call
just
him?
Stop. And then you pick back up again with pauses.
You're like, yeah, Nick, he's a really great guy.
I'll be like, let me tell you about Nick. So
he's got the job, right?
What do you think about that? Huh? Pause.
They're like, I think you cut out, sir. And you're like, no,
I
didn't.
No, I did. I definitely did not.
I absolutely did not cut out.
I'm in the school building applying for the same job right now. Dan Jones, nice to meet you. And that's how I get your
man.
Job, see?
Oh, if Dan gets it.
Swoop
oh,
in
man.
There. Wouldn't oh, that be man. A shock, huh?
That would break my heart.
They're like,
honestly,
we hired an outsider.
We brought in some guy from the outside.
Hasn't really been in the biz for too long.
At all. But
doesn't really know what he's doing.
He exuded a lot of
we
confidence.
We like him, though.
You're
going
to have to show him the ropes.
Really easy to
if
go
you could train him.
He's
going to
be your boss, though. Dan Jones is his name. Not sure if you've
I'll be like...
You know, big beard.
I'll be like, does this fella have a big beard and...
Oh, you know him?
A top knot or a ponytail?
Man bun, I think they call him now.
Top knot?
I think they call him man buns now.
You don't want top that knot? On your head.
Well, it's better than ponytail.
Top it knot is pretty cool. Sounds
well,
Eastern.
It's not topish enough. It's like on the back. Ponytail
it's a back
is,
knot.
Ponytail is easily a woman's.
Did you trim it up or something?
No.
Hmm.
No, he's just trying to manage it as it gets even
longer. Yeah,
even
I don't
wilder,
know what to do with
yeah.
it. It wasn't a top knot, but then it had this long.
How thing. Long ago was it that you shaved it all off? Because I gotta say,
Beginning of the year. It's probably been I don't know 10 months maybe.
They shaved it off in January.
Yeah, or February around there.
So you basically, you just get one haircut
oh,
a year.
I check the date.
You get one haircut a year.
Yeah.
And
then
let,
it get
let yourself go into free fall.
And shave, yeah, I don't shave either, so I shave on that.
Or wash his balls, like once a year.
That's why they're so damn hot.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. It's more of a courtesy thing to, you know, the
people
world at large.
Everyone else around you that has to deal with it. Dirty, stink-ass balls.
I'd be like, have you seen Dan
it got
lately?
Longer. It got longer than... That's when I cut it. It was longer.
Before?
Yeah.
And that was a year's worth?
I don't know. I was trying to look at the
I think
date.
It looks fatter this time, though. Wouldn't you say that?
Much.
It's
is
like,
there a way to look at the like when this was recorded?
There is on the update. I don't know if you've got it.
No. No, I do
it
not.
Definitely
so,
is on the update.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's not that long. It's just easy. I don't have to deal with anything. You gotta shave, you corporate.
This episode brought to you by.
It's not quite as long as a pen. I was just trying to say.
Yeah, but you could like. Hide
but you
a
can
pen
lose
in
a pen in it, so it's as wide as a pen. But
I can see a little bit of color in there. Yeah, right. I'm not sure what, but.
Oh.
Gross. I just watched it this morning. Shampooed.
Oh, okay, cool.
Shampooed and conditioned.
Do you ever just get like bored and pluck hairs out one by one?
Why would I do that? It sounds like a something with psychotic people.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Do you ever sit
do
there
you ever
and
get
pluck your eyebrows?
Enough? Do you ever get
by
stressed
yourself
enough
in the dark?
That you just tear clumps out of your hair?
You don't ever do that?
No.
Do you?
We're getting into a darker issue right now. If you're wondering why I don't do that,
that's why Weston has to keep it shorter. You know that
he
short
keeps plucking circles of it out.
Just start manically tearing
no,
out.
No, don't be weirded out that I don't do that. Just realize that we're weirded out that you do that. You see what I'm saying? All
right,
wait, you don't pluck your hair out of your face? No.
Just one little hair at a time? Just pluck, pluck,
counting them,
pluck, pluck.
Counting
you know.
Them until you get to 100 so you can fall asleep? You don't do that?
You guys are weird.
No,
huh.
I don't.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think your beard is as healthy as it could be. How you gotta thin it out. You gotta find the ones that are ready to come out.
They come out in the shower.
No, they come out naturally. Yeah.
No, but sometimes they don't. Nice scrub. But you gotta help them.
No, I do help them.
It's like aerating your lawn. Dude, you know, you dig up some. You kill some grass.
This guy's gonna tell me about beards. This motherfucker can be talking to me about beards.
Well, I've had a beard. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, about like that.
We saw your
attempt.
I've had a big one.
Beard.
Big?
Big one. Not quite as big as that. But
oh, you're saying it was close to this.
It's probably...
That's a lie. That's a lie. She's not that...
Amish. Is there photos of this guy?
There is somewhere. Yeah. Probably on a computer. Yeah.
I don't buy this. They're cohorting.
I buy it.
Buy it.
They're married. She's got to lie about
as soon as
his
he's
beard.
Like, remember my big beard? She's like, damn it. Now we got to talk about how he... Oh, yeah, it was so big. He looked Amish.
What a beard.
She's like, what else is beard? Amish's beard. Yeah, he looked super Amish. It was weird.
No, I find a hair that's like extra long sometimes. I pluck that guy out.
Oh.
That's about it. You don't want an extra long, weird one. I mean, you got a few here, but...
Yeah, they're fine.
No, they're
fine. I plucked this guy out last night.
Don't pluck.
He might be ready to go.
Hey, you're not allowed to pluck another man's beard hair.
It might be ready to go. I don't know when it's time.
Yeah, help him out.
But when it's his time, I'm like, peace be with you, and thank you for your services.
Do you have a shoebox full of...
fallen beards?
Like, there's a little patch right here. This needs to be cleaned up.
No, that's my mustache.
Kind of nervous looking.
That's my mustache.
No. Wait. Okay, so like right here. You feel that?
Kinda.
You feel that in there?
Yeah, it's called my beard.
Okay.
Do you feel that?
For everybody at home,
keeps touching on my shit.
Poking and prodding and
keeps
tucking
touching on it.
Small little patches.
My foot. Oh, that was the post. I think I've been playing footsie with the whole time. I thought I was kicking the post.
I thought we were getting to know each other.
Like, this guy will not stop
kicking my foot. I feel
pretty
far away from the podcast at this point in time.
Your feet aren't close enough, so
yeah,
I can't be kicking you.
That's fine. Then I'm not going to grab your beard hair.
Thank you.
Hey.
You're telling me that you don't pluck hairs out of your beard. That's what you're telling
saying?
Me?
Saying?
Only when I'm really angry.
Hey, babe, listen to what this guy said.
You
this guy was
I
like, he doesn't pluck. Hold on, I can't even say it. He said he doesn't even pluck beard hairs out of his beard.
You remember when I had that big beard, that Amish beard, and I just plucked it away over the course of a
then
couple
her
of weeks?
Eyes just go dead. God damn it. You with your stupid stories. Yes, I remember your beard.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah, you looked Amish.
I remember.
Remember you sold those stoves for a while? Those Amish stoves? Door to door. Remember that?
He's
like, cut. Quit. No, not so many lies. Cut after that. Yeah, you met Betty. You remember Betty, huh? I sold her 4 stoves that day. You couldn't believe it. Remember Betty? Tell him about Betty. And he's like, God damn it. Yeah, Betty, when I had the beard, just like getting way too intertwined. Well, I keep getting more and
more intricate. I think that was the day I decided to cut off the beard, actually,
yeah.
Is when I met Betty. Didn't cut it off until we finished the barn raising, though. Recall
nope,
that?
Nope.
Hey, sweetie, you remember that barn raising? Wasn't that a hell
no
of a
cameras,
barn raising?
No cameras allowed in that area, though. Ugh, too bad. No pictures,
those
nothing.
Those people were so uppity about it. So we have no documentation to prove it.
So,
but we got a lot of memories, so just go ahead and stop asking.
You wear this mask around the house?
Yeah, some of the times.
He wore it during a whole podcast one week.
I'm not sure what's the reasoning behind that.
I saw
have
it
you
in
met
the
Nick
store.
It's like a hoodie mask for everyone that can't see it.
I saw
it in the pictures.
In the store.
You're talking to the fans, Dan.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
I was like...
New fans this week coming.
Of all of the adults that I know, I'm the one that needs that the most.
Does your head get cold?
It's more as
when
nose.
It's cold.
It's more
when
as
it's cold out.
Oh, hey, tell Dan about getting cornered in an alley this week.
Oh, my God, Dan.
There was some drama on the streets of Fort Collins.
If only you had been there, because I was having a shitty day.
Some rough
and
ones?
I was walking back to my car, And then this guy, these two guys are walking past me. It's 8:30 p.m. too, which is one of the most outrageous parts
drunk
of it.
Hours.
Yeah, and
you know, and all the drunks are out.
Yeah, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, they've been hitting it pretty hard for a good half hour.
And as we're walking by, one guy nods at me and he goes, "Hey man, how you doing?" I was like, "I'm not too bad. How you doing?" And then all of a sudden,
he's like, "What'd you say?"
Yeah, I felt like it was one of those situations.
Well, and as I and then
hey,
I
man,
pulled
out
a what'd
you say?
So here. As this guy is walking up to me, he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I say, "Oh, I'm all right. How you doing?" And then, and I'm pulling out like a cigarette as I'm walking back to my car, and then he says, "Hey, can I buy a cigarette from you?" And then all of a sudden, he gets up. And he gets way too into my, like, way too close
into
to my face.
Face.
And then all of a sudden, like, already, because, you know, at first, the
like,
in the
whoa.
Personal space is like a, like,
no, thank
he,
you.
Maybe he's European. You know? Like, those
he was
people
going
are very
in for
close,
little
you know.
Peck on the
yeah,
cheek.
The unbees, you know, thank you for, you know, the cigarette. But what really alerts me is the small, the strong smell of liquor that
sure.
just hits me in the face.
I make a lot of good
and
decisions
then,
when I'm drunk.
And then the fact that his
have
other
buddy... Have
you ever
approached a stranger like this?
No.
And his other buddy, who is taller, has started, like, kind of oscillating the circuit where he's always 3 to 4 feet away.
Like, okay.
And he's behind him
not
or behind me.
Not for me to walk around
and,
here.
Yeah, so I was like, this is this thing. And then he was like, "Hey, well, what's your problem?" I was like, "I don't have a problem. What's your problem?" And he said, "Where are you going?" I was like, "Oh, I'm just headed that way, back to my car." He goes, "Oh, yeah?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then, like, I hand him the cigarette. I put my cigarette in my mouth. And then he gets even closer to the point where he could have plucked, you know, my cigarette out of his mouth with
his
beard
hair.
You didn't
you want know?
To back out? You want to back up a little bit?
Well, I did take a little step back, and then he kept closing the distance, and his buddy is still, like, making these corners, and his buddy, the only thing his buddy said at some point was, "We're just out here trying to make sure nobody doesn't want to get in any fights," or something like that. And so they even had like
it
some
seems like you're trying
little,
to fight me.
It was like, I feel
making
like
sure
you guys
nobody
are about
else
to
gets
roll
into
me,
one.
Like,
and, like, we're about to, if y'all motherfuckers don't keep cutting me off.
Well, and it was just this, like, I
That's
was like,
weird.
What the fuck is good? And again, I'd already been having a bad day, stressful week, everything. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You gotta be careful with drunken college kids.
And, yeah, I,
That's weird.
Little ruffians.
Sociopath.
And then
crazy.
I was like,
just walk up to some
like,
stranger and
what are you doing?
Like,
and I was like, oh,
what
yeah,
the,
I'm just trying to get to my car. It's that way. And he said, well, you should start walking that way. And I was like, yeah, I'm
it's
I'm
a police
about
car. It's a police car.
Oh,
I'm about to go to my police car. That's what you
I am
tell.
A cop. I am a cop. Yeah, that would have been a good moment.
24/7. We got him. We got him. Bring him in.
It would
They're
be a
coming,
great moment.
Bro. They're coming.
It would have been a great moment if I just been like to just.
Best
or if he just shouted police, like police, and then just take off sprinting, like police, and then
officer,
like,
help.
Like, oh shit, officer.
Because if they're not, if they are up to.
But,
good.
Yeah, they'll be like, what's going on?
Or if
why
I
are you
just,
calling the cops?
Or if I just escalated the situation
Did he
and just
give you any
put
money?
My hand in a pocket and be like, I have a gun! I have a gun!
Get the fuck away from me! I said, get the fuck away from me!
Fuck away from me! I have a gun!
Just go like the crazy route. They're like, jeez.
Or go help towels. You should have.
Help.
That was the perfect opportunity for help towels.
The thing was, is that
help.
I was.
Help, towels!
Is that, in all honesty, if it had just been the one guy, and no, of course he didn't give me any money for the cigarette. You asked me a second ago, did he pay you for the cigarette?
I'd have been like, I'd have been like,
money
give it to him after
no.
you had your little exchange, be like, so can I get that money?
I yeah. almost,
still right
I almost
face,
thought about
right, right by your face right here.
How about we call
what
that,
what do you think, like 50 cents?
How about we call that 75 cents for the cigarette, chump?
Also, you're
72
welcome.
Cents.
Also, you're welcome in your breath stinks.
Also, you smell like booze.
Yeah, it's called.
You smell like booze.
It's called stores. Why don't you buy some cigarettes, dummy?
And your negative attitude is infectious.
Yeah, it's really off-putting.
I am...
You. This whole experience, me giving you a cigarette, has been really off-putting.
This is the most negative exchange of a cigarette that I've ever participated in.
So what did you do?
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, so after this moment, I was like, why aren't you walking that way? And I didn't say, so well, because I feel like you're asking you,
why didn't you walk off?
As we're standing...
And why aren't you leaving yet?
Yeah.
Why are you leaving yet,
why
bro?
Why are you just standing here?
Yeah, because we're like standing chest to chest, just looking at each other dead in the face.
Well, you just
well I hadn't even yet. I hadn't even lit the cigarette yet, and I gave him the cigarette. It was like, well, why aren't you walking that way? And what I was thinking but didn't say was like, well, I'm afraid that the instant you and I turn my back on you two... I'd
pull a bottle out of your jacket. Smash it over my head, okay? Rapey rapes a lot.
And so I was like... I was like, I'm about to start.
Why is he circling back there?
Ladies, you've all had a rapey vibe before. Let's just say I was getting one of those.
I was like, I'm about to start. When are you guys going to start walking that way? I could tell he didn't like that either. But then I just really quick, I was like, okay. And then I just lit my cigarette, like, still close, so it was kind of like, so he would definitely feel the warmth of it on my face, and lit the cigarette, kind of took a quick puff, blew it, not directly into his face,
but close enough,
but like a smoke screen. This was the most basic ninja smoke screen I could come up with at that moment. It was
shields.
And then I made a cut very quickly to where my car was. Just looking over my shoulder, just being like, oh, God. Anything? And the funniest thing was, is that they started walking in the initial direction, but both, like, heads over shoulder looking at me. I was like,
this guy
okay,
seems kind of crazy.
You guys won. It's like, fine, you guys won. And I drove home just, like, pissed off, like, in addition.
You intimidated me, like, okay? Is that what you were going for?
Like, you intimidated me into getting a cigarette for free when
I would have
the whole
anyway.
Exchange was, can I buy a cigarette from you? And then it became some tough talk thing.
How much you want to spend?
In which... Your life?
I got 25-cent cigarettes, I got 50-cent cigarettes, I got dollar cigarettes. Which one do you want to buy?
What's this cigarette worth to you? Is it worth your life?
Where was this, alley?
That's the worst part. Is it was the alley...
Not the,
like,
rapey vibe.
It's the alley the cat. It was at the alley cat just south of the church where, like, the radio station is and that whole plaza. So it's one of the most
times.
It's one of the most gentrified alleys in Fort, you know, it's full of, like, little businesses.
Full
and stuff.
Of thugs and hooligans.
Apparently at 8:30 on a Thursday night. But I was also
guess where
too.
I'm not going this
I was
Thursday.
Like, I was so pissed off, and I was like, you know,
that alley.
As I was driving home too, I was like, you know, if it had been just that one guy the day I'm having, I probably would have just hit him in the nose, like as
but
soon
you
as
just
I was
leave
like,
me the fuck
just
alone.
Like, just boom, and just been. But the fact that he had his buddy, and that his buddy had the weird line.
But he's like
not
a mousy guy in the back.
Shit.
Like
he's got the gun in his trench coat
well,
back there.
That guy was like a couple inches taller, and. Me and the guy that was in my face was about my height, but just a little wider. And but it was so I was like, at first when it started, I was like, yeah, I could maybe, like, I could hit this guy.
I could definitely
and, like,
hit
know.
This guy and run away.
Oh, yeah, I could hit this guy and run away.
I'm going to go for the nose, though. Go for the balls, if you're going to do that.
Well, but, you know, everybody always tears up when you hit him in the nose. And so,
yeah, but you can hurt your hand
doing
that.
Balls is a cheap shot, dude.
Dude, if you're trying
I'm
to...
I'm not above
not,
taking
not
a cheap
to,
shot.
There's no cheap shots in a fight.
If I had to fight...
You hit a dude in the ball.
If you're intimidated and you're trying to get away... If you're coming up on me, and I'm like, dude, I think this guy's
that's
about
not the
to
first
swing
shot,
on me.
Is what I'm saying.
It's a great
know,
first start.
If he pushes
that's
you...
That's the cheap shot. That's a cheap
yeah.
shot.
No, it, well, no. It's a finisher.
Because
it's,
I've broken...
You can do it later.
I've broken this both of these knuckles from hitting someone in the face. Just one punch.
Okay.
Yeah, no, well, you gotta...
So
you
why
gotta
would you risk? Why would
your...
you even risk your own fucking shit?
Because it's like an unspoken
if you
guy
think,
code
no,
thing.
If you're gonna hit someone,
no,
if you're gonna hit someone,
in the balls.
Fucking boom. Knee.
No.
Balls.
Well, if I'd felt that I had to really fight
that's
both
what
of
I'm
them,
saying.
Then I would have
not both
started
of them, one
with
of them. Who
shot.
Cares?
But I kind of...
Or if
I
he
thought...
shoves you? What if he shoves you? You don't want... The first thing is not to punch him, because you're probably gonna do it wrong. He's gonna duck down. You're gonna hit something wrong. All you do is fucking
if he
get him right
me,
in the nuts, get him right in the nuts, flip him off, spit on him if you need to, and then walk off.
I
well, like you never.
I would oftentimes if somebody shoved me, I'd like hit them real quick in the face and then just try and fish hook them. And that was always like an
cheap
effective.
Shot. There's no cheap
There's
shots.
There's no such thing. And a fish hook would totally also be a cheap shot.
Okay. The only cheap shot is if you don't see it coming. If you're like,
if you sucker punch somebody, yeah, that's, sucker punch that is the only cheap shot. Like,
if they don't see you swinging for their balls.
Yeah, if, huh? If I'd walked
that's
away.
That's the same as hitting him in the balls.
No, you're standing. He's fine. He shoves you.
So he could block your
you
hits
think
in the balls.
He's about, then go for the face. That's second
You don't
option.
Think he's going to block his balls first?
No, you go quick, bro. Just a quick. Hakatow! Just a quick kia!
Well, and he was wearing a baseball hat, so I couldn't headbutt him. You
well,
know?
You don't want to do that either, because then you're risking your own head.
In the movies, it always seems like a bad idea to hit somebody in the balls, because then when they catch you, that's the first thing they fuck with is your balls.
They're not going to catch you.
They're not going to catch me. They wouldn't have caught me.
What is this, a crime syndicate?
Yeah.
They're like,
this is a new show.
That Weston has eluded us for long enough.
Let's get him out of his balls. Actually, I've just been watching Game of Thrones and they cut somebody's dick off and they're torturing him. So now it's got me all paranoid.
Yeah, you brought that up to me a couple times.
Yeah, they did cut, yeah.
Oh, you watched it too?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. You know, Peter Dinklage is the computer.
Oh, yeah,
voice.
That's true.
For your favorite video game.
For Destiny.
Yeah.
We always try to pay attention to the dink. He likes it when I Dink's talking. Old Dink, little Dinkles is talking. Peter Dinklage. How much do you think that he makes for that? How much do you think he
doing
makes for
doing a voiceover
for
on a
video
game?
Game?
I've always wondered that too.
That's good money. I bet you get points or something. You know
what points? I'd rather have cash, but
like points for the game.
Hey, 12 points added to
you. You've
your
never
account.
Heard about that? Getting points on it's. That you get a percentage
you
of
the
gross.
You got an achievement. You've unlocked an achievement here with our company.
No, it's that you get a percentage of the gross. Because video games are so expensive to make and don't have, like, movie budgets in the same way. So,
some
like, movie
do.
Budgets,
some
a lot
of
times...
Video games cost a lot of money to make nowadays.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But when a video game tanks, it's going to tank, like, significantly more than even when a movie tanks.
Sure.
And so they probably paid Dinklage,
make a good one.
Like, some cash, but then, like, hey, if this is as a big deal, big of a deal as you want, and then they come up with some percentage.
Right.
That his royalty.
There's actually a lot of voices that I recognize in the game. Dinklage is your main one that, like, follows you around, but there's a lot of different voices in the game. They're like, oh, I know who that is.
It's like the top dogs
yeah,
and actors
like, totally
and voice
know
actors.
Well,
yeah.
Kevin Spacey was the...
Kevin Spacey's been in, like, 2 video games now.
And he was in the newest Call of Duty.
Yep. And he does a lot, too. He lended his whole likeness and everything. It looks Kevin Spacey in the video game.
It did look like
and
him.
And he did one other video game, too, I think, where, like, he and Ellen Page... are the main characters, and they both lended their voices and likeness. And
Ellen Page, that's crazy. On a video game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't let her... Yeah. As soon as she came out as a lesbian, everyone was like, nope. You're done.
It's like, oh, well, that was disappointing.
You're done. We're not... Yeah, no thank you. As soon as she did.
Well,
she was in a bunch of movies for a while, and then she's like, I like vagina.
People are like, oh,
pass.
You were so cute and quirky.
Pass, baboo, boring.
Boring. Dan, Ellen Page, Dan Jones finds your sexuality boring. Sorry.
Dan thought he had a chance. And that, fuck.
That's so fun. We'll see. Let me know next time she's in something. That way you can prove me wrong. It's gonna be like 2020.
Oh, you remember
Ellen
the video
Page?
Game. He was just telling about it.
No, that was a while ago.
It's a little while ago. I don't know. What's my that? Ellen Page timeline isn't... My Ellen Page timeline is
Wait,
not perfect,
you
guys.
You haven't been keeping up on your fan page?
Dan.
Did I ruin
what you
it?
Were really revealing is that you were just heartbroken.
Ellen fan page?
By...
No, it just got brought up. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. It coincided. Like, with all this rapey stuff, I bet Cosby's not going to get a lot of rape.
He's not going to be in any video games
of offers.
Either, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be in any video games
He's not
games
getting
either.
A lot of offers, because, you know, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. you just compared coming out as a lesbian to being a serial rapist.
Hey, alleged serial rapist.
Okay.
Let's not jump to any conclusions here.
It's like 22 women, Dan.
Well, it's nothing proven so far, so.
Okay.
Nick knows, dude. He updates me every day.
It's like, why? Yeah. Oh, it's up to 22 now. It's up to 22. We're just going to say it now. It's like, come on. Get out of here.
It is weird, right?
Gold, looking for money. We can get that money. Oh, yeah. I met Cosby back in 99. He diddled me, too. It's like, what? Okay. Anybody?
I think, though, that bandwagon hoppers at this point would realize, though, that, like, the bandwagon is overloaded.
Like, do you think, like, Tiger Woods fucked all those girls? I saw the pictures of some of the girls. I was like, no way. No way. There's no way that that happened. She was just, like, heard that people were doing it and saw Tiger Woods at an IHOP at 3 in the morning one time. And was like, yeah, he did that to me, too.
IHOP, 3 in the morning.
I can't wait. Well, Shia LaBeouf just got raped.
He did.
What?
Turns out he got raped during his art exhibit. Raped. When he sat there and a woman came and forcibly, sounds like she forcibly, maybe just blew him or something.
I don't know but exactly the details.
The details, but everybody's so really. Raped.
What's the art exhibit?
Well, so it was this weird performance art thing. It was while he was walking around with a paper bag on his head that said, I'm not famous anymore.
I'm not famous anymore.
And then he rented out a art gallery, and he would just sit there, and you could do or say anything to him, theoretically, except that, like, I guess not rape him.
He said that this chick, like, whipped him in the legs for, like, 10 minutes.
But then, that was one of the things that they were allowed to do.
Something ridiculous.
At the, like, there were things that you could take into the exhibit and hit Shia LaBeouf with. They're like, you're like 5-minute session.
Why?
What the fuck?
And you can ask many sorts of questions. And mostly it sounds like he just kind of was there and some of the times was crying a little bit. And apparently now it turns out, apparently, a woman may have raped him.
But she was the only one in the exhibit at the time?
So nobody else in charges or what?
He just said that it happened.
No, he just brought it up.
And he's like, well, I was raped one time.
He's like, I've been
recently. At an art exhibit.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh my god.
That's the stance he's taking. He's like, all these girls need to shut the fuck up because I've been raped before, and it wasn't like really that bad.
I mean, it sucked, but like it didn't ruin my life.
It was like,
or
she was like a 6 or 7, so like I wasn't like too happy about it, but. Oh, Shia!
The weird
crazy bastard.
You know, at first I really didn't like his crazy bastardness, but now his crazy bastardness has really grown on me. But now I've also found out that he's been raped, and I.
So you're blaming the victim, is what you're saying?
No.
He's the victim.
Shia is the victim.
He's the victim. Shia is the victim, yeah.
You can't blame him.
Well, we kind of asked for it a little bit. Like, well, do whatever you want to me.
It's just a weird. It's just a really.
Do whatever you want to me.
That's the point.
Dude, how many blowjobs do you think he got out of that? Like, stop.
I don't know. How long was he there?
Stop.
A few days.
Could have been there for an hour. Probably 3-4 blowjobs. Do whatever you want to be.
Do you spend a lot of time thinking about how many blowjobs you
No,
did?
I just think if I was famous and I did a Dan Jones Do Whatever You Want to Me exhibit, in an hour, I'd get at least 4 blowjobs, probably.
So
if I was shy of famous. Dude, one more was Indiana Jones 4.
That's the go-to. That's what you pick. Oh,
he's been with Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones, where he survived a nuclear explosion in a refrigerator. We all know.
Shia didn't do that.
I know. Harrison did.
Harrison did.
But yeah, he got raped.
Hey. Well, so on that cheery note, why don't you guys plug the
on that right
plug the shows off. That are going to be the documentary?
So it's Wednesday. You guys have your
December 17th at Yum Yum's, 9 p.m. is the finals.
I guess I have to wait and see on Wednesday if you're doing another wild card.
Yeah, this coming. There's going to be a show at Yum Yum's this coming week.
You're in it, right?
I'm in the finals.
You're in it.
Yeah.
So if there's a wild card on Wednesday, I'd have to do that.
And Ryan and Mike is in it.
I guess I can try. I don't know if there is one, though. Let me know.
All right, I'll let you know.
But
we'll text Jason right after we're done.
Nah, I won't do that.
No, I will. yeah, so no. Yum Yums and then Crazy Carl's either Thursday or Friday night, and they're trying to line up.
They're trying to do Pateros. Whiskey fell through. So they're trying to do Pateros. Yeah. So we were going to film at the Whiskey, do an extra, like, off week. But Brett didn't want it to get too saturated. And it's his show, so
yeah, absolutely. That, well, sure. We'll find a place.
But yeah.
Hopefully. And then we're going to be in an aquarium and playing pool. And what else did Jacob say? Doing yoga.
An aquarium?
There was playing basketball. I
haven't heard any of these things. Did you make all these
up? No, this is all Jacob.
An aquarium?
Yeah, he wants to ride a dragon.
He wants to take you to an aquarium.
He wants to take just me?
No, he wants...
just the group.
But he...
So we can walk around and listen to you commentate on all the fish. Hey, look at this blue one, am I right? Look at this blue fish.
I guess I'd have to get pretty high.
Just swimming around.
Or drunk. I mean, methed out. Fuck. I don't know which one is right to say. No, I'm not doing any of those things. Nah, confuse the audience, you know? Throw a bunch of stuff down
the time,
there.
Yeah. The method crystal
that I burn.
Dunk.
And then snort. I don't know how it works.
Ow.
I don't know how it works.
But, and I have an upcoming show I'm going to start doing with Eric Lindstrom called Theater of Cruelty, the Lyric Cinema.
The variety show?
It is, sort of. So my buddy William, who's a musician, he's going to do a weird opening act as this character he has named Delt Snakewater.
Yeah.
He's a Missourian bluesman.
A classic Delt.
Yeah, old Delt. Old Delt.
It's his go-to. It's been his go-to for years. Delt
and, is Delt. And then we are going to have a couple sort of variety-ish little elements. Part of it, too, probably is that we're probably going to close
are you gonna do with clown stuff?
Baumhauer's Bobby Valentino and the Mexican Fuck Machine.
Who's going to be his fuck machine?
I don't know.
I know Bennett's done it for him before.
Really?
Bennett's been the fuck machine.
Maybe Bennett will be the fuck machine for our show.
Well, he's like an accomplished pianist. I don't know if a lot of people know that or not, but he plays piano.
Bennett
but
does,
yeah. Have you seen the Bobby Valentino thing?
Mm-mm.
It's like a lounge singer, and he's got a piano player behind him, and he's doing all of his jokes, but like in like a lounge act. He's got like this sleazy button down and this sleazy jacket.
And his
jacket.
Hair's like super greased back and everything. So we're gonna
that's
get
hilarious. It's
we're
really
gonna get
funny.
Baumhauer to do just a regular set as Baumhauer.
And then do some Valentino.
And then do
that's funny.
Some Bobby Valentino.
Where is it at? The Lyric?
Yeah, the Lyric.
They don't have a stage there?
We're just going to do it in front of one of the like
screens.
In one of the screens.
On the floor now.
Like, because, you know, the Four Horsemen recorded their DVD.
Yeah, but
they
built up a stage for their DVD.
Then maybe they'll build up a
little
stage.
It was pretty shady. It was really shady.
Well,
that'll be fun, though. That'll be a good show.
They approached Eric about doing a every other monthly show, and Eric and I have been talking for a long time about the idea of
every
of
other
cruelty.
Month?
Yep, every other month. And so, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, but come check it out. Lyric has fancy beers, so you might want to stop by and imbibe cheap beers, you know, down the street at Lucky Joe's or something before you show.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
just trying
one
to
way
help.
To promote the place or the venue.
I'm just trying to help the people that want to like.
He's just wearing a Lucky Joe's
pre-game,
t-shirt.
Pre-game, get
I am wearing a Lucky Joe's t-shirt.
Yeah, what is so, a sponsor? Like, threw a sponsor
know,
out.
Jesus Christ.
This episode brought to you by
how
you
much
might
you getting,
get a drink
dude?
Before the
how
show.
How much are you getting? He's going to be on the cover with the Lucky Joe shirt. He's going to drop that. I'm editing both out. He's getting nothing.
Before the show, you might want to get a drink over at Lucky Joe's in the Old Town Square.
Hey, it's a nice place, but also the Lyric's a good place, and they got good food too. They just have tastier, fancier beers though.
Yeah, well,
beers.
Generally
like
you try
beer.
To promote the venue.
Yeah, well, I want people to show up to it. I want people to
hey,
support the
everyone,
entire
just
Fort
pregame,
Collins
pregame economy. Before the show, but. Yeah, I'll definitely get some beers at the show, too.
And then
why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you do that? Though?
Yeah, I do
why
that at concerts
that?
All the time.
I'm,
I pregame for cheap for, like, 5 hours.
No,
yeah, no.
And then I only have to get two $18 beers.
They're not $18 beers. I think actually, I think the lyric has like.
No, it's like, I'm talking about concert.
$4 beers. So, not at that.
Yeah, that show is when?
December 29th.
Thank you.
Well, you can blame a baby for her pregnant mom. And if there's one of these unavoidable laws, that you just can't take the effect and make it the cause. No. Well, you can't take the effect and make it the cause. I didn't rob a bank because you made up the law. Blame me for robbing Peter, but don't you blame Paul. Can't take the effect and make it the cause. You lost his ball. Yeah. Well, you keep blaming me for what you did, but that ain't no. The way you clean up a wreck is enough to give one pause. Yeah. Well, you seem to forget just how this all started. I'm reacting to you because you left me brokenhearted. See, you just can't take the effect and make it the cause. Well, you can take the effect and make it the cause. I didn't rob a bank because you made up the law. Blame me for robbing Peter, but don't you blame Paul. Can take the effect and make it the cause.